It goes without saying, we love our dogs. People often ask me, how can they get more involved with their dogs? So I thought I'd put together one of my top 10s on the subject. Number one, if you've got them, involve the kids. Your children can have fun and learn more about dogs and dog care by participating in puppy obedience classes or the Canine Good Neighbor course. They'll learn how to properly treat the dog, and they'll be much better at controlling him when they go out on walks. I know my little girl is now teaching my dog Stogie how to dance. Number two, get some professional help. Seriously, there's really no substitute for professional training, and it's important that you get involved too. It can take you as far as you want. Basic training is pretty essential and fun too. So you might find that you want to take your dog to a higher level of obedience. Then you should try to find a mentor or a trainer that you're comfortable with. You may get to the stage where you want to compete for your CD or your CDX, which is Companion Dog or Companion Dog Excellent title. And number three, be informed. Learn about dogs. You're off to a great start. You're listening to this radio show, and you can also keep up with the latest dog news and information by reading or subscribing to different dog magazines or looking on the internet. There's lots of interesting links at DinaSpeaksDog.com. Number four, set a good example. As a dog owner, you are responsible not only for your own dog's well-being, but for the status of dogs everywhere. You're like an ambassador for dog kind. One irresponsible dog owner can make life difficult for dog owners all over. Owning a friendly, clean, well-mannered reflects positively on your dog and dogs in general. If all dogs were well-behaved and well-cared for, we wouldn't need so many rules and bylaws governing them. I know when I have a group of dogs in the park and I step off the side as I see a father and their daughter walking by, his comment is, "Wow, your dogs are really well behaved." I always loved hearing that. And number five, to quote Aretha Franklin, respect. Respect your neighbors. Not everyone will love your dog as much as you do, and that can be hard to comprehend. But it's a fact. So keep your dog on your own property. Walk him with a leash. Be careful if he wants to say hi to a stranger. In short, don't force your dog's company on a neighbor who isn't comfortable with dogs. Number six, stoop and scoop. Always carry a plastic baggie or two with you when you walk your dog to pick up any wastes he leaves behind. Then dispose of the waste properly. Not cleaning up after your dog is unhygienic and disrespectful to other people who use the park and sidewalks. I hate it when my little girl comes running through the grass in a field near my house and says, "Mommy, I just stepped in poo." Number seven, let your dog help others. Most dogs were originally raised as working animals. But beyond herding and guarding, dogs are invaluable in providing other services to humans, visiting the sick, helping the disabled, locating missing persons, and much more. If your dog is of the correct temperament, you can both reap the rewards of helping others. There are so many ways to get involved in the community with your dog. I have done this myself on many occasions, and it just feels great. Number eight, get a Canine Good Neighbor certificate. Your dog can be a Canine Good Neighbor by passing a test that's designed to demonstrate good manners and acceptable behavior in everyday situations. The program has become a standard for recognizing obedient dogs and responsible dog owners throughout the country. The Canine Good Neighbor program is sponsored by the Canadian Kennel Club, and as an evaluator and trainer for it, I can tell you firsthand what a difference it can make to you and your dog. I know for a fact that when people attend the Canine Good Neighbor course, they find it very challenging, but at the same time, they have a lot of fun. Number nine, show your pride. Of course, you should let your dog know when you're proud of him, but let others know too. People love a well-behaved dog. Bringing a well-behaved dog into public places or showing off his talents at competitive events is an excellent way to advertise the rewards of canine companionship. And lastly, number 10, encourage breed behavior. All purebred dogs were developed with a purpose in mind. Find activities that will encourage your dog to fulfill the breed's purpose. For example, border collies can do herding and vigilas can hunt. It exercises your dog's body and mind in a way that is tailored to his or her specific characteristics. It'll make him happy, relaxed, and alert, which in turn makes him even a better companion to you. So, there you have it, the top 10 ways to get involved with your dog.